About 95% of teens in the U.S. use some type of social media, and about a third say they use it constantly. At the same time, teens are facing a mental health crisis. Scientific evidence suggests these two trends are intertwined, that social media use can cause depression and lower life satisfaction. And while clinicians are trying to come up with solutions, an essential place to look for advice is from the teens and young adults who know social media the best. NPR's Michaeline Duclef has this story for our series, Living Better.
Back when Emma Lemke was 12 years old, many of her friends were already on social media. As each friend got a phone, she noticed something changed.
Each one of them, as a result, was getting pulled away from kind of conversation with me, from hanging out with me, from even like playing on the playground, like hanging out outside at school. It felt as though my interactions were dwindling.
She thought there must be something so magical and amazing about these apps if they made her friends not want to talk to her. She begged her parents for a smartphone, and finally they caved.
And I got Instagram. And I remember for the first few months, I was in love with it. I followed, you know, Kim Kardashian to Olive Garden.
It did seem magical.
I still joke that my favorite moment was I think I commented like at Olive Garden, I love you. And they responded, we love you too. And I was like screaming around the house. I was like, this is the best day ever.
But within a few months, Lemke's time on the phone rose from 1 hour to 5 or 6 hours.
As I began to scroll more, I felt my mental and my physical health really suffer.
Lemke is now age 20 and a student at Washington University in St. Louis. She's trying to help prevent teens from suffering the way she has. She's the founder of a project called Log Off. It's part of a growing movement by teens and young adults to help adolescents minimize the harms of social media while maximizing its benefits. Lemke and a few others have a series of steps teens can take to have a healthier relationship with social media. First off, know what you're up against. Social media can connect you with new people and teach you things. They say it can also make your insecurities feel worse, increase your fear of missing out, and research suggests it can worsen mental health problems. Here's Lemke again.
I'm someone who's already predisposed to issues with mental health, anxiety, depression, and I felt like I just was continuing in horrific, you know, mental health spirals, increased anxiety, deepened depression.
And yet she found it hard to stop. Lemke says teens need to know the goal of these apps is to keep you using them so you can see lots of ads. That's how the companies make money. And that's why it can become a habit.
I used to check my phone first thing in the morning, last thing in the night, in the bathroom, while talking to people, or I was in class and I was checking my phone.
That's Rajul Aora. He's 26. He says he felt like he wasn't really using social media apps, but instead, these apps were using him.
So overall, I could see that I had a toxic relationship with social media.
He felt like he was addicted. He broke that addiction, but he didn't want to give up social media completely. Now he works to have a healthy relationship with apps.
I am connected with people across the world. I need social media.
Now he gives classes and workshops helping teens do the same. And he says, first thing teens should do is a digital audit. Basically measure how much time you're spending on each app each day. Seeing these numbers can be transformative. There are many apps to do this. Screen time on Apple, rescue time on Android. For example, Sophie Kepler is 16, and she spends a lot of time on TikTok.
Before I go to bed, when I wake up in the morning, when I'm at school, just you get so like involved, keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, like it's like constantly scrolling.
For a high school English project, she decided to track how much she uses her phone. What she found shocked her.
I realized that I was using it like a lot more than I thought.
We're talking 5 to 11 hours a day on her phone. Apple screen time told her she picked up her phone 200 times a day.
It definitely made me think about like maybe I should limit myself, put restrictions on my phone. So I'm talking to everyone around me.
Sophie says her mental health hasn't suffered, but she feels it has impacted her sleep and her schoolwork. So how do you restrict yourself? Add friction to your social media. Just as friction on the road slows down your car, friction on social media apps slows your usage. There are apps that will do this for you. They make it a bit harder for you to log in, scroll, or watch a video. Emma Lemke recommends something called Habit Lab from Stanford University. It has 20 different ways of adding friction.
Which would buffer my screen when I tried to enter. It would make me type in, why am I even entering? I had another app that basically made me take mindful breaths before every minute that I went on Instagram, and it would only allow me on for 10 minutes at the most.
Did you find that helpful?
Oh, I think my screen time decreased by like 80%.
Lemke says friction also helps you stop using social media mindlessly. It makes you pause and think, do you really want to watch this 10-minute video? We reached out to both TikTok and Meta, Instagram's parent company, and both pointed us to tools they've developed to help kids cut down their time online. Alison So is 20 years old and a student at Michigan State University. He was also spending lots of time on his phone, and it was getting in the way of his real life.
For me, I really like art, and I'd see a lot of people posting art on TikTok or on Instagram, and I'd be like, oh man, I wish I could do that.
Then he realized he could do that if he stopped spending so much time scrolling and started practicing art instead.
I was like, okay, I'm going to put the phone down and have my long hobby for the day be making art.
And this is key. Enrich your life offline. Having alternative hobbies and relationships disconnected from the phone makes it easier to cut down your hours online.
You know, I've started to make myself do like a long form sort of entertainment thing every day, whether that's reading or drawing or painting or making myself go talk to a friend or something. So that's my favorite thing to do because it's like a group activity.
Finally, the last piece of advice might come as a surprise, but teens say it over and over again. Go get help from your parents. Ask them to make a few reasonable goals, like no phones in the bedroom or at meals. But So says parents need to follow these rules too.
They're saying like, hey, like I'm going to get off my phone, because I know my parents use their phones a lot as well. And it feels like when I was younger, it felt weird for them to say, hey, get off your phone. My dad's on Facebook still.
Maybe it's time for the moms and dads to do a digital audit too and add some friction to our apps. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.